Bill Thompson speaking.
G'day, Bill. It's Michael. Michael Smith. How are you?
G'day, mate. Good.
It's the show. Can you just remind
us? I'm sitting in the waiting area outside Court 13, where the hearing is supposed to start again at 3.
Just remind us, mate, why you're at the court today.
Oh, why?
Yeah. What's the matter? What are Redden and... Setker and Redden there for?
Yeah, it's a matter of Setker and Redden. I guess it's termed for mention. They're discussing aspects of negotiations between the prosecution and the defence, and working out what's going to be sent for committal, I gather.
And the charges that have brought them before the court are pretty serious, right? Blackmail.
That's my understanding. I haven't closely analysed the nature of the charges. I think there was a request from the media for a copy of the charge sheet, which I believe was granted, and some of the media were able to get a copy of those details, but I'm not one of them.
As I read the reports of late, Setker and Redden were served with a committal brief some weeks ago, and it includes some pretty damning telephone intercepts. Was there any argument today, legal argument, about what was in and what was out? You know, with the magistrate?
No. There was discussion over the main sticking point was whether there was going to be a cross-examination, I think, of Mike Kane.
Uh-huh.
And the prosecution felt that Kane's testimony was not sufficiently immediate to warrant cross-examination, perhaps, if I can put it that way. He was relying on what he was told by people.
Right.
And Robert Richter and his offsider, whose name I didn't get, I've seen him before in various proceedings, argued that Mike Kane seems to have been one of the prime movers of getting this matter before the courts. He gave testimony at the Royal Commission about 18 months ago, and I was in the commission that day and found his testimony quite compelling.
Mm.
However, there's dispute over precisely what he can say. I think Richter and co. just want to get him in the box so they can have their way with him, if I can put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be a lot of the motivation for the CFMEU. A lot of their tactics seem to be grandstanding and scoring political points as much as defending criminal actions.
Look, I'm not a fan of the CFMEU. I regard them as a militant standover crew. And however, my view is not going to stand up in court.
Quite. Who was there today? You know, was there a crowd from the CFMEU or just the defendants?
Of course, last time I was here, the street, William Street, was blocked off with, I don't know, a couple of thousand yellow shirts, and the police had made way for them, blocking traffic to ensure that no one got in their way. And today there's no one in the street, and there was in fact nobody in the courtroom until about 2 minutes before it actually started. Robert Richter and the offsider and a couple of other people came in about 5 minutes before the magistrate arrived. And then a crew of, I don't know, 15 to 20 people came in, John Setker, Sean Redden, and I think their two respective wives or girlfriends, I'm not sure what the relationships are, and various other people in T-shirts and whatnot with CFMEU logos and whatnot. There were a few tattoos on display amongst the assembled people. There was a a girl with an attractive girl with a nice t-shirt saying this is what a union woman looks like or what union women look like.
Right.
So, but it was much more low key than the last event. The Setker and Reardon stepped outside after the proceedings, and a union spokesman whose name I didn't recognise, a young fellow, gave a presentation to the media outside. I took the opportunity to thank him at the end for the fact that the people of Melbourne were not held hostage by having their roads blocked off with demonstrators this time. So maybe that'll get on the news, I don't know. But look, the hearing recommences at 3 o'clock, and it's Magistrate Rosenwage was not particularly impressed that the matter couldn't be dealt with completely before lunch. So this afternoon was supposed to be his day off, his afternoon off. So
he made that known, did he? That it was his arvo off.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. That's his form. In closing, mate, the committal is set down, likely to be set down for November. Odd, is that right?
There was discussion over available dates, and the date of 7th of November was touted. Now, whether that turns out to be the case, I don't know.
Much disagreement as to the substance, you know, of the matters to be argued at committal, is there?
There was agreement on a couple of matters. There was the inference that there was going to be significant disagreement in relation to other matters. The defence was very reluctant to specify what those issues might be, but I'm sure there will be a raft of areas of disagreement.
And surprises on the day. Good on you, Bill. Thanks for the report, mate.
No worries, mate.
Talk soon. Bye.